Thanks to the efforts of so-called reality TV, the definition of survivor has been significantly watered down and overused. Getting through something planned and controlled, no, that's not survival. Comes with no lessons, any kind of inspiration. However, when you read the story of my next guest, you get what should, I think, forever be the true definition of survivor. Just when she thought her life couldn't come with any more weight, along came April 15th, 2013, at the Boston Marathon. As you probably remember, when a bomb set by terrorists went off 3 feet from her, as well as her son, she shares the events from that day, the days that followed, as well as her past that, well, I think having read her book in a way prepared her for what she had to face. Her book is Taking My Life Back, My Story of Faith, Determination, and Surviving the Boston Marathon Bombing. Will you welcome Rebecca Gregory? Thanks so much for being here today, Rebecca.
Oh, it's an honor. Thanks so much for having me on.
And Rebecca is going to be doing a talk and a signing, and you're going to have some powerful words to listen to at Books and Greetings tomorrow night, April 3rd, 7 p.m., 271 Livingston Street in North Vale, New Jersey. And it's one of those events that really you're going to go for what you think is the superficial story, but as you probably don't imagine, but once you read Taking My Life Back, My Story of Faith, Determination, Surviving the Boston Marathon Bombing, you're going to find pieces of your life in Rebecca's life as far as survival, overcoming challenges, and trying to lift the weight others try to press on you, off of you, so you can indeed lead the life that you do deserve and even improve the life that you already have. So let's just start at the obvious foundation. You were, as I said, at the Boston Marathon, supporting a friend who was running in the race. Where were you in relation to everything that was happening?
So, I was in Boston. It was actually my birthday weekend, of all things, and it was my first time ever in the city, in the state of Massachusetts, and we had gone to support one of our friends who was running. It was about a group of nine of us, and we had toured the city, we had caught a Red Sox game, and had so much fun that weekend, and we had packed up our hotel room, getting ready to leave right after the marathon concluded. And I remember, you know, first we stopped at the 17-mile marker, and we held up our signs, we were tracking our runner on an app on our phone, and so we were able to, you know, tell where she was on the course, and so when she came to pass the 17-mile, we were cheering for her, and then someone in our group decided we needed to make our way closer to the finish line so that we could actually see her cross the finish, and which is the reason we were there. So we started kind of making our way there, and it was just the craziest thing because I had never been in a crowd of so many people in my entire life, and then my five-year-old son was with me. And so I was just trying to, you know, keep up with him and make sure he wasn't getting lost in the crowd, and then still trying to track our runner. And we got down to the finish, and Noah had gotten really bored. He was like tugging on my clothes and saying, "When are we going to leave?" And so I made the decision to sit him down on my feet with his back kind of resting against my shins. And that's actually where he was when the bomb went off, just a few feet behind us. So I still can't talk about it without getting chills and just tears because I was so close to losing my little boy and my own life that day. And I'm so thankful that God had a bigger plan.
Just in that scenario alone, just to think of all the other positions Noah could have been in, or as a child who is bored is tends to do, is wanting to rustle around and wander around. Obviously, you're not going to let him run loose in a crowd like that, but he just could have been, you know, that proverbial an inch to the left, an inch to the right would have been a whole different situation as far as Noah's was concerned. But as far as your injuries, how severe were they?
They were very severe, and you know, I'm thankful that they weren't more, because sometimes it's hard because I have survivor's guilt about not being injured to the extent some other people were, or you know, the lives that were taken that were right around us. And so I ended up losing my left leg as a result. After a year and a half of limb salvage, my right leg was just embedded with pieces of shrapnel and torn apart by nails and BBs and metal and ball bearings and everything that these brothers packed into these two pressure cookers. I almost lost my left hand, but they were able to repair that in just shrapnel wounds across my body. And so, you know, I got blown up by a bomb, so the aftermath of it has been quite the journey, that's for sure.
And as you write about in Taking My Life Back, we're talking with the author, Rebecca Gregory's Boston Marathon Bombing Survivor, My Story of Faith, Determination, Surviving the Boston Marathon Bombing, here on Issues and Ideas. And Rebecca, We'll be doing a talk and a signing this Monday, April 3rd, 7 p.m. at Books and Greetings, 271 Livingston Street in Northvale, New Jersey. Writing a book like this, and as I said in the introduction, you look back as well as telling us about what's the here and now and looking forward. And reading that part of your past, it's like there's a little element here, a little element there, a little story there, a person there. Seems like everything fell into place in your pre-terror part of life that prepared you for what happened and to tolerate and deal with what you had to go through to recover.
In a way, it does feel like that. You know, I don't think you can ever be prepared for anything, especially being a survivor of a terrorist attack. But, you know, life blows up in your face all the time. And this wasn't my first rodeo, if you will. You know, 6 months before Boston, I got held up in a Walmart parking lot and robbed at gunpoint. I was in an extremely abusive home as a child. And so, you know, I had an abusive father who used to beat me and my mother. And so my book, one of the reasons that I put it out there and put my entire story out there is that it all started way before the Boston Marathon bombing. And it wasn't, you know, just the first obstacle I've ever encountered in my life. And I think that it's so important for people to know the whole story instead of just that title, because everyone has their own things that they deal with in their trials. And if I can help someone else through what I've been through, then, you know, it's worth it to me, even though it was very painful to sit down and write and think about things that I haven't thought about in a very long time.
I've talked with a lot of authors who, actually there was one author who started writing a diary as therapy, which became a book. Is there some therapeutic, and once, I mean, the journey in creating the book and writing the book was, as you say, a challenge, but when you went through it at the very end, did you feel any different? As if, was this another avenue of a release?
I think it was, and it started out to be something that was just extremely hard, and there were parts of it where I just wanted to give up on the entire thing and just not be courageous enough to put everything out there, because there's a lot of things in this book that are very difficult even today, and there are things that I still struggle with, but each chapter I feel like I took a piece of my life back, and that's the title of the book in itself, you know, taking my life back. And it's not just one thing to take it all back. It's the constant decision that I have to make every morning to count my blessings and not my problems, and to get up and say, okay, Rebecca, somebody's not going to try to kill you today. You need to, you know, get out of the house, get things done. You need to do this. And so, you know, some days are easier said, you know, that's easier said than done, but I am very blessed with the life that I have, and my children keep me going. My husband keeps me going. And I'm thankful to still be here. And I feel like if I was supposed to die on Boylston Street, I would have. So I want to live my life in a very meaningful way. And this book is just my testimony to the world. And I hope that by putting these things, even though it was so tough, out there, that I can help somebody, or at least provide someone with some hope for whatever chapter they are at in their own life.
In her story, Taking My Life Back, Rebecca writes about her, as she referred to her father, her birth father, who really wasn't a father, when you'll find that out when you read the story too, was a pastor of all things, who I guess we could say his public and private behavior made him a false prophet in many ways and to various degrees. With a father like that in the role that he played publicly, how did you not lose your faith in God? Or did you, and do you think you did, or was drifting away and circumstances and reality brought you back to God?
I think there's definitely parts of my life where I did drift and kind of I wanted to do things on my own, or I looked back at who my biological father was and what he preached in a pulpit and how different he was behind closed doors. And, you know, a lot of my Christianity was very skewed as a child and a young adult, but I am thankful enough and grateful enough to have a mother who just embodies faith and embodies a child of God. And so because of my mother, and because she, you know, never gave up on us, and she did everything that she could do, and she endured so much more than anyone ever deserves to endure. She's my hero, and she's the reason I think that I have a relationship with Christ now as an adult.
Rebecca also writes about her time in the courtroom with the terrorists in their trial and the victim impact statement, which is printed in its entirety in Taking My Life Back. Rebecca also brings to you how someone who was the target of the lunatics out there, namely the people who see an event like the Boston Marathon bombing and claim it's a black ops operation or never took place because of one insane reason or another, and how she tried to strike back and realized, too, that, well, lunatics are lunatics, and there's just no way around that sometimes. But we all have things in our life, Rebecca, of different degrees, and we all have various levels of tolerance and level and ability of surviving. What's one or two elements or ideas that you want to give to somebody that can help them or help prevent them from shutting down when they're really up against it?
I feel like it's a chapter. You know, everything is a chapter in our lives. And so throughout my book, I deal with some of the hardest moments, but then there's this revelation or this small thing that happens and it kind of gets me back on course. And you know, I think that we all have different aspects of terror or terrorists in our lives, and it may not be, you know, the exact definition or hopefully not an actual terrorist like I have encountered, but you know, we all have those people that try to drag us down, and we all have those situations that just feel like we absolutely cannot get through them. But when I look back at every single thing in my life, I realize that I have learned so much about myself. I've learned the strength that I have within me that I didn't realize that I had. And I've learned to be appreciative for the crumbs when everything feels like it's just weighing me down, and when I feel like I've hit rock bottom. And I think I've really learned that, you know, the whole saying, when you hit rock bottom, there's nowhere to go but up. But it's true, because even in those lowest points, I've seen the beauty in the pain, and I feel like my life is a reflection of that, and I hope that someone else can see that too.
It is one of those fantastic stories, and Rebecca has the capability of turning words into connectors to your emotions throughout Taking My Life Back, My Story of Faith, Determination, and Surviving the Boston Marathon Bombing, from which you'll gain a greater understanding and instill within yourself a greater realization of how overcoming challenge is possible, recovery is possible, and survival is possible, no matter what the weight that's pressing down on you happens to be. And it's a story, too, that I believe you'll want to share with other people, because it is one of those valuable life lessons to help you realize that you are capable of things that you might not even be aware are within you. But when you read Rebecca Gregory's story, Taking My Life Back, My Story of Faith, Determination, Surviving the Boston Marathon Bombing, you will find that that is within you. And she's also doing a talk and a signing this Monday, April 3rd, 7 p.m. at Books and Greetings, 271 Livingston Street, Northvale, New Jersey. I often say that no one's under any obligation to open their lives up or literally make their lives an open book. But Rebecca, I'm so happy that you did, because you are in around 130 pages, have such valuable inspiration, life lessons, and empowerment to give. And I'm glad you did that and glad you were here today.
Thank you so much. It's really nerve-wracking to put everything out there like this. But, you know, I just wanted it to be something that was raw and honest, and so someone else could relate. And I hope that that's what I've been able to do. And I look forward to everyone that I get to encounter by doing this. And I'm just humbled that people are so supportive and encouraging on the toughest journey of my life. And I'm really excited to meet everyone.